Whenever you pray, there will be distractions of one kind or another. Accept that and adjust to it. That is one of the reasons why these are roughly 3-minute prayer interludes. It is easier to go and stay focused for 3 minutes than for 20. You have to work up to the latter by practicing the former. Realize that your mind never stops thinking, even during all 5 stages of sleep. Don't fight yourself. Calmly work with yourself. Treat your consciousness more like a child than an adult. Instead of insisting, "Don't go there," say rather, "You do not have to go there. You can go here." Don't fear anything in yourself. Rather, love all that you are. Listen to yourself as you would your best friend. Take on faith that God is in you as well as with you. God will teach you how to pray and help you to gently overcome distractions. How? By letting your consciousness go, like the water of a river flowing continuously with its own current, while you choose to sink silently below the surface current, like a diver in a comfortable oxygenated suit. Boats of this or that concern will float above you, seeking your attention. Let them pass you by. If one captures your attention and you find yourself on deck, so to say, simply jump back into the deeper, quiet waters of prayer by turning your attention back to God. The key to prayer rests in your will. What your heart wants is, in the end, stronger than what your body needs: air, water, food, and elimination. Do you really want to connect with God? God says in Jeremiah that if you seek God with your whole heart, God will let you find God. You know, if you're not really hungry, you may merely play with food. And as is said, hunger is the best sauce. So also is the desire for God. When it comes to prayer, don't trust your feelings, even if you feel nothing is happening. God is nevertheless at work in you. Your soul is like an iceberg. Only about 1/3 is above the surface waters of consciousness. The other 2/3 remain at least until you are ready to know and embrace whatever God has prepared in you. Unconscious. It's unconscious. If you are really interested in someone, say a loved one sitting across from you at a busy restaurant, you will strive to listen to what that person is saying with your whole being. God truly is that loved one, and God is always before you as the eternal you of your life. And not just for now, but forever.